Hello.
Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, or not exclusive male nor female?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
63.
Thank you very much. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
And if that's the case, are you Mexican, Mexican-American, or Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
American.
Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
White.
Asian. Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Is it 12th grade or... What was it? I'm sorry.
Master's degree.
Bachelor's degree?
Master's.
Oh, master's degree. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive change on issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
10. I think everybody's vote has a lot of power, including mine.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat, I'm sorry, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm in the middle.
And between somewhat dissatisfied and somewhat satisfied, where do you fall?
In the middle?
We don't have that option, actually.
So what was the options again?
Yes, it was very, very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one we have is the Democratic Party.
I feel very good about them.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning very cold and unfavorable, and 10 meaning very warm and favorable?
10.
Thank you. And then we have Joe Biden.
10.
Donald Trump.
0.
Then we have the Republican Party.
0.
Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Okay. Congressman Ruben Gallego.
10.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party.
Biden.
Thank you very much. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
A.
And is that statement A somewhat more, or statement A much more?
Much more, 10.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The first one, I feel strongly, 10.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Dang, the future of the planet.
Yeah.
It's hard because I want it to be hopeful. Oh.
But personally, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
Positive, there's always hope.
Thank you. Then we have the country, the future of the country.
Positive if a Democrat wins.
Thank you. And lastly, we have your own future. Do you feel negative or positive?
I feel positive.
Thank you very much. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you? Or has it been about the same?
It's been about the same.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Is it racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote? I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't have time to vote.
No, I'm voting. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm voting.
So would you say none of the above?
Yeah, none of the above.
Thank you. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Do you think it's all politicians, racist politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
None of the above. Nobody stops me from doing what I want to do.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, below, we have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first one we have is preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as the president, even if those things were illegal.
So is that question geared towards Biden or Trump?
I'm paid to read verbatim. I cannot tell you that. But we just want to know if, yeah.
No, go ahead.
We just want to know if you find this threat, or if you find this threat that will certainly not happen, 5 is not sure, and 10 is that the threat is a near certainty to happen.
A five?
I'm not sure.
And so on a scale from 0 to 10?
Five?
Five, thank you. Then we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Oh, yeah, that's a 10. Mm-hmm. This election is going to be crazy.
Thank you. The next one is arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
They shouldn't do that, you know that? But they're going to try everything, so 10. I feel like that's going to be...
Thank you. The next one we have is restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
10.
10. Then we have having... Yes?
Yeah, I believe that's a 10. If that idiot wins, he'll do that.
Thank you. Then we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
10. All of that's going to happen.
Thank you. Then we have allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10, that's already happening.
Thank you. Then we have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
He'll do that, 10. If he wins, he'll do that.
Thank you. Then we have creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
He'll do that, too. 10.
Honest, yes. 10, thank you. And finally, for this section, we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Yeah, 10. That happened last time. They're going to do it again.
Thank you. Now, how big of a problem, for something different, but how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Do you think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
It's somewhat of a problem, and it's going to get worse during election.
Thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
And would that be you or someone else you know?
My parents.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, once again, I want to thank you for your time. I believe that we're nearing the last section of the survey already. So here we have a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement. Where a 10 means you strongly agree with a statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with a statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
I agree.
And on
10.
A scale from 0. Thank you. Then we have most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
I agree, 10.
And we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
I agree, 10.
Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
Agree, 10.
Thank you very much. Now, here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or in politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Is it voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, signing petitions, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for a local organization in my community, marching in a protest, donating to political campaigns or organizations, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, boycotting a company, or voting in state or local elections, such as for a governor or mayor.
Voting for the president and for your state. I'll pick those. And also talking to your friends. Oh, sorry.
Well, yes, we just need to. Well, you said voting in federal elections and voting in state or local elections, or would you like to change one or the two?
Voting in federal.
And the other one was voting in state or local elections. Are you comfortable with your choices or?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, no matter how, well, we are nearing the last session of the survey, but we want to ask you again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump? Thank you. And which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Trump. That's what I'm more concerned about.
Thank you. And if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
What about Biden?
We had one about Biden. Now we're asking if you would vote for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris.
Oh, I would vote for Kamala.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Now, do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Own.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Thank you. Both of them?
Yes.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. So sorry. Now, which of the following best describes your currently employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off? What was that? I'm sorry?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $120,000. Yes?
85 to 99.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Ya se me inflamó otra vez.